name is Jill O'Keen, and my podcast is about making scrunchies. First, you need to go to the store and buy some fabric. Cotton works best if you're just starting because it's simple and easy to use. You can also get satin or velvet or any kind you want. For patterns, what works best is small patterns because it shows up better on the actual scrunchies when you cut the fabric. You also need a sewing machine, thread to match your fabric, elastic, safety pins, and normal pins to keep the fabric in place while you sew. The first step to making scrunchies is cut the fabric 4.5 by 25 inches. When you cut that in half, then you cut that in half horizontally and fold one of those halves vertically. Make sure it's inside out like the wrong side is showing, and put the pins in the side that the fabric is not together, either the right or the left depending on how you folded it, but you really want to fold it to the right because that's what works best for when you sew, and put the pins on top and the bottoms, but leave a 2-inch gap at the top and bottom for when we inside it out. After you put the pins in, sew the fabric together, but still leave the 2-inch gap on either side. Make sure you do a forward and back stitch when you start and stop, and go in a straight line all the way down. After you do that, you should have a long tube of fabric. Next, you have to inside the fabric out so that the right side that was inside the tube is now showing on the outside of the tube. After that, you get the elastic. You want the elastic to be 4.5 inches wide and 6.5 inches long. Put safety pins on both sides of the elastic, the top and the bottom, and pin one side of the elastic to the top of the bottom side, top of the bottom side of the fabric, then string the other side of the elastic through the fabric tube, and it should scrunch up as you go. And then when you do that, take the safety pins out, making sure that the elastic stays strung through the fabric, and put the elastic together on the sides that it's coming out of the fabric and overlapping just a little bit. Sew the elastic together using a wide zigzag stitch and going forward and backward stitch. Then sew along the outside of the fabric, overlapping a little bit or whatever works best for you to connect it together, and try to make it as neat as possible because this will show on the outside of the scrunchie. And that's it. That's how you make a scrunchie.